I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Ojai, California. Come along and join me as we visit with Perla Bataya. Perla, tell us about your background. How did you come into becoming a singer and a professional?
Been singing all my life. It's a family tradition. I come from a long line of loud people. My dad was a singer, and my mom ran our family record shop. So music is the soundtrack to my every moment.
So as long as you can remember.
As long as I can remember, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. When was the shift? What happened as you grew up? When did you decide, or how did you decide to become a professional?
I decided early on. I felt like music was truly magic. There were moments in my life. My father was Mexican, my mother Argentine, and our lives were a lot about food and music. And I remember gatherings, family gatherings, where my father and my uncles would get together with guitars after dinner and begin to sing. And that, you know, these men that during the week I thought were really pretty scary and grumpy guys turned into these weeping, singing angels. So at that moment, to me, music was all that it was about.
When did you become a pro? When did you decide to brand yourself and to go out on the road?
As Leonard Cohen says to me, you don't choose this life, it chooses you. So I knew I loved music, I knew I loved to sing, and then one day I woke up and this is what I was doing for my life.
Interesting. Perla, you mentioned earlier about a connection
with Leonard Cohen. It's a very deep connection because I think getting a chance to work with Leonard changed my life in many ways. But I think the most profound way was the trajectory of my career and the direction I went. He encouraged me to be a songwriter, and getting to sing lyrics like this truly as a singer changed my life.
Wow.
Because they never get old. I mean, singing Leonard Cohen lyrics, it's like new discovery. You know?
How did the entree happen?
Oh, well, you know, I had been singing for years with my friend Julie Christensen. We sang together in jazz groups and rock groups and did a lot of MTV videos together. And at one point, we had been estranged for a little while. She got married and to someone that I didn't particularly like. But anyway, that's another story. She called out of the blue and said, you know, I'm working with Leonard Cohen, and we've auditioned everyone in town, and we haven't found the right singer. Are you interested in coming in? And I said, of course I am. And that night I got several Leonard Cohen cassette tapes and listened to them and truly was so impressed with the quality of the lyric that I came in the next day, and I laugh about it because I really thought long and hard about what I should wear, and I arrived at the audition, and Leonard was dressed in black from head to toe. I was dressed in white from head to toe. We laughed, and he said, we're a match made in heaven.
I love it.
Well, you know, from there, we went on several world tours. I was actively in Leonard's band for about 10 years, and truly a life-changing experience. I mean, there's no way to describe to you what that means to me. But
so it stays with you.
It stays with me, and any chance I get to sing his songs and to, you know, when I'm asked any time to come, oh, would you please do a concert of Leonard Cohen songs, it's of course, my extreme pleasure. I sang in groups a lot. Once I was in an all-girl group. We were kind of a rock group, and our thing was we told people we were all ex-cons, and we sang edgy punk music. And after that, I did a swing band, and I sang a lot of jazz in a group. And so there's quite a diverse musical experience that I've had.
And you grew up in Southern California?
I grew up in Southern California, and my father being from Mexico, it always felt very Mexican, Southern California, to me. And I even did an album of those songs of my childhood. Discoteca Bataya was the name of my family's record store, and that music is deeply in my soul, you know, put in my soul somewhere that it's a very important part of my musical education and my library.
today, as you share your music and you share your passion, is there a sociological component to it? Is there an educational component that you hope to rise people to a higher plane through your music?
Hopefully, art at its best is always educational. I don't do it with that intention because I think the intention has to be pure love, but hopefully, yes, art always gets you thinking, and good art inspires you to do great things, I think.
The heart of your music is Mexican heritage, true?
Well, Mexican, it's because it's been such a part of my identity, yes, but when you think about what moves you, my mother is Argentine. I love Argentine tangos. My mother's also part German, so German art songs move me. Classical music, jazz. It's endless. It's just amazing what's out there.
Well, my personal bias, one of my favorites of yours, as you know, is Guantanamo.
Guantanamera, that is Cuban, and of course I'm not Cuban, but there's something about that lyric. Jose Marti wrote that lyric, which brings us to the great poets of life that are talking about the things that really matter. Art, the environment. In the song he talks about the environment. He talks about how poetry is the reason for his existence. I mean, it's really quite beautiful. I mean, it sounds like a happy dance tune, but it's quite profound.
Yeah. Some painful history there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, you're a solo performer, correct?
Yes.
And the name of your group, or you, is your name, right?
Right.
So when you go on the road, you bring a pianist, is it an accompanist?
Yes. I've actually gone on the road with a whole band, and sometimes it's pared down to just me and a guitar player or a pianist. Depending on what the material is that we're doing, this next little tour that I'm doing is all Leonard Cohen material, so I like to be really intimate with that music and have it be concentrating on the lyric. Mm-hmm. So a piano is just perfect for that, I think.
How cool. Behind you, I see a set of congas.
My husband is a percussionist, so I love, yeah, mm-hmm. I also love salsa music and music with African rhythms.
And does he ever perform with you?
Yes, actually, yeah? Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And his name is?
Claude Mann. Cool. My daughter also performs with me, Eva Bataya Mann, and she'll probably be coming along for a couple of the dates on this tour, too.
I could talk to you all day, but even better, I want to hear your music.
Thank you.
Would you mind sharing?
I would love to share it. And on a piano, we have Phil Parlapiano, and that is his real name. I'm very honored to have him.
So he had to do what he does.
He has to do what he does, yes. What should we start with, Phil? Famous Blue Raincoat?
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Great. That was Phil Parlapiano on the piano. And this next song I don't think that I've ever performed it live before. I did record it on the Leonard Cohen tribute album that I did, Bird on the Wire, but I felt like I should sing this because recently Marianne, who the song was written about, passed away. And I also remember having so much fun singing this song with Leonard in concert. So we're going to sing So Long, Marianne.
To the window, my little darling. I'd like to try and read your palm. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy girl.
That man.
All right.
Phil, that was beautiful. First time playing it through. All right. So maybe let's try Suzanne, another all-time Leonard Cohen gems. My favorites.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy. But that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tinned oranges that come all the way from China. And when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on a wavelength and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind.
Okay, we're going to do Bird, our last song, and then we can let Phil go.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a knight from some old-fashioned book, And if I just let it go by. And if I, if I've been untrue, I hope you know it was never
beautiful. I couldn't have done it without your beautiful singing.
Oh, please. You wouldn't have had You're awesome. To. That was Phil Parlapiano.
So, tell us about you and your history and playing the piano.
I played the piano since I was 4 years old, and I've been doing it ever since. And I spent a long time professionally. When I started my professional career, I was working a lot with John Prine and Joan Baez and a few other great folk singers.
Yeah.
Yes. Continued on, did the rest. Now I'm here.
Are you primarily solo now or backup?
Oh, I do everything, yeah. I do a little solo and I play with bands.
He's very much in demand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Accordion a lot.
Oh, yeah. Really?
The accordion I play with Pearl a lot.
Yeah, great accordion player. Yes.
Nice. Well, if you had brought the accordion,
next time. Yes, of course.
Well, thank you so much. Perla, bummer, we're about out of time, but before we go, where are you going to be performing in the coming weeks and months?
Well, coming right up, we're doing a little Bay Area tour of the House of Cohen, we're calling this concert. Friday, September 16th, we'll do a fundraiser for the Children's Home of Stockton, beautiful place where they house all these young people who, for whatever reason, their parents aren't around anymore. Some of them are in prison, some of them are in rehab. And this school is one of my, I support them, and I try to do a fundraiser every year for them. So you can call or online, look for Children's Home of Stockton, and I think you can just make a donation and come to that fundraiser. On Saturday, September 17th at 8 o'clock, Freight and Salvage in Berkeley, very excited about that. And their website, I believe, is thefreight.org. Or just go to Perla.com, and all these dates are in on my touring page. And the last date of this little tour is in Santa Cruz at Don Quixote's, which I love. And we're doing an afternoon concert at 2 o'clock at Don Quixote's. Santa Cruz is a wonderful community that supports our music and big fans of Leonard's there. So I look forward to seeing my friends in Santa Cruz on that day. Then in October, at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on the 22nd of October. Go to the website for the rest of the dates.
And the website is?
Perla.com, Perla.com.
Perla, thank you so much. What a joyous day to come and see you.
Thank you for coming all the way to Ojai, Tom. I really appreciate it. It's been my pleasure.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkan Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levanta.
bless your